Hi there, hello.
Hello. So thank you so much for joining us today. I'm sure you're really busy, especially since you just kicked off your world tour.
No worries. My pleasure.
Thank you. So to start, would you please introduce yourself to our readers?
Yeah, of course. Hi everyone. This is Johnny from Man with a Mission, and it's great to see you guys. Thank you very much.
Awesome, thank you. To start with, Man with the Mission's music encompasses everything from punk to hip hop to EDM or club music, as Tokyo Tanaka likes to call it. But if you could describe Man with the Mission to new first-time listeners, what would you say?
Yeah, I mean, like in one word, I mean, alternative is like a really convenient word. But besides that, like maybe hybrid rock would be good. If I want to explain it, it might be like hybrid rock that has the heritage of the music in the 90s, adding an element of modern vibes in rock and roll. Yeah, that would be a good explanation for what we do right now.
Definitely, and hybrid is a good word considering you guys are half wolf, half human. And when I first saw Man with the Mission, I thought you guys would be really scary or a little bit serious. But the more I got into you as a band, I thought, wow, you guys are actually a lot of fun. Even your fan club, Fun with the Mission, it's such a fun group, and you guys do all kinds of different things. So, what is your favorite part about being in this unique, fun group?
And I mean, it's always a pleasure to perform in front of, a bunch of guys. I've always been dreaming about like traveling all through the world just to, hit my music, do it right. I mean, every and each member, we've been together for a long time, and it's a pleasure being in a band you have trust in with each other. So yeah, I'm just enjoying it. Yeah.
And then, speaking of fun, this morning I was on Twitter and saw Tongue Out Tuesday is trending. So, do you think the Wolves will be posting anything? It seems pretty appropriate.
Tongue Out Tuesday. Okay. We have two members that have tongue out, different sides. So yeah,
Yeah.
we'll be posting something at that. Yeah.
Definitely. So, Man with the Mission has previously covered songs by famous Western artists like Nirvana and AC/DC. So, which Western artists or media, if any, would you say influence your sound today?
As I said, I am a huge fan of the music that was going on in the 90s, such as Nirvana, the Smashing Pumpkins, who else? The Pixies, Rage Against the Machine, all the grunge, alternative guitar rock was my first inspiration for music. After that was like Rage Against the Machine, the Chems from England. Who else? Prodigy.
Right now, Man with the Mission just started off your world tour, Wolves on Parade. You guys kicked off your shows in San Francisco and Los Angeles. The pictures on Twitter looked amazing, by the way.
Thank you.
So, how has it been so far?
Yeah, it's been great. Only two shows we've done, but yeah, the audience is so awesome. Yeah, every time we come to America, it's growing and growing. And yeah, it's been a long time since we last visited these two places. So I really felt the energy, them, been waiting for so long, and it just blasted out. Yeah, thank you very much for coming to our show.
I love that you guys have been posting your set lists on Spotify so fans around the world can tune in, and it's updated after each performance. So, whose idea was that and why?
That idea came out from the team. We don't like visit other countries so often, so we wanted to do something special for you guys.
Yeah, definitely. I've been enjoying tuning in. So, being Wolves on tour, do you have any special routines to get ready before a performance?
Nothing special than you human beings. I mean, I'll warm up a little bit, stretch my body. I don't know what else. Nothing special as being a wolf, man. But now all we have to worry about is, not getting too hot on the stage.
Right. So you guys have toured in America before the pandemic. How has touring changed since then?
Like frankly speaking, nothing has changed. Yeah, like in Japan, they're still having a hard time like enjoying it normally. They're still wearing masks during the shows. They are able to shout right now, but still wearing masks. But like the shows in San Francisco and Los Angeles, it was totally normal. And yeah, to us, it's been a long time, so we're having a lot of fun. I'm hoping the audience is, but besides that, nothing's really changed. It's been changing in Japan right now. I'm sure it's going to be normal, yeah, sooner or later. But yeah. It's really great to see the audience really normal over here.
And so, after you guys take on the world with this world tour mission, what's next for Man with a Mission?
Right now, this tour is probably going to lead us to the end of this year. America, after that, Europe. We're going to do an arena tour in Japan. And after that, hopefully, we'll tour other countries. So for now, I'm not thinking about anything, just trying to get on the road, run through it till this year. But we're not like working on items right now, like recording stuff like that. But hopefully we have something new for you guys next year.
Right. And Man with the Mission was also included in the Knotfest Japan lineup this year. How was that experience?
That's great. We've known each other for a long time, Slipknot, and we always admire how they really, show Japanese artists to all the fans. We're not really heavy metal as a genre, but we admire the attitude that they have in those kind of festivals. Just introduce all the bands that they hang out with that they like a lot, and I believe, that attitude really spreads out through the festival itself, and it was a pleasure taking part in that.
Really glad to hear that. And so, changing gears a little bit, I'd like to talk about Kizuna no Kiseki and Koi Kogare. You recently collaborated with the singer Mire. What was it like creating music for Demon Slayer and working with Mire?
It was great. I'm a huge fan of her voice, her artistic side as well, and it was a pleasure working with her again. First of all, like collaborating with another artist, that idea came from the animation producer, because this season was about the main characters of this season was a guy and a girl. So yeah, it was an honor being chosen for that role, and it was just yeah. First of all, the whole team was kind of anxious because it's such a big product, Demon Slayer. But yeah, we're really proud of what we made out.
Man with a Mission has definitely done some big name anime themes before, so I think it was a slot well earned. So, do fans in the crowd react differently when they hear, say, like an anime theme song they recognize from you guys?
The culture itself, it's so huge, even overseas. So whenever they start hearing the song of an intro of an animation song, they go rad, and that's really pleasant to watch.
Yeah, I'm sure they go crazy. And then again, I went back and looked at the Spotify list you guys have been updating, and I see you're including Kizuna no Kiseki on your set list. So, what is it like performing without Mile?
I wrote that song imagining her singing on the song, so it's pretty hard, but I'm enjoying it right now.
So, as an ultimate life form, you are, of course, part human, part wolf. Which do you think with first? The heart of a man or the brain of a wolf?
The brain of the wolf doesn't it's not that useful, so I'll say the body of the human. Cool.
Would you rather be all human or all wolf if you had to choose one?
If I have to choose, I'd say the later one. I'll stick on the human side. Yeah.
Of course. I mean, it'd be hard to play guitar if you were a full wolf.
Yeah. No pause, man.
And of course, going on that thought, there are plenty of people in this world who feel half in some way or stick out from the crowd like they never quite belong, like maybe they have a wolf head or something like that. What message would you like to share with those people who feel like they don't quite belong?
I say, don't worry about that because everybody has their own belongings. They have their own character. You're beautiful as you are. You don't have to worry about if you don't fit into something. Just find another place, or maybe just find a friend. That's what's the song is about. He's not sick. Throughout life, you have to decide. You have to make your own decision. But besides that, you can't do anything by yourself. Yeah, just find another friend. They're definitely out there. Yeah, don't even worry if you don't fit in where you are right now.
Yes, I love what you said about finding a friend, like you find your own wolf pack. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with J-Rock News today and share more about Man with the Mission.
No, my pleasure.
I hope you guys have the best of luck on your world
Thank
tour.
you very much.
Last but not least, do you have any parting words for our readers around the world?
Yeah, Thank you so much for your support. It's been a long time since we've toured in the world, but we're enjoying it and can't wait to see you guys. So thank you so much, representing all the members from our band. This was Johnny from Man with a Mission. Hope to see you guys soon.